In Colorado, memories of last summer's devastating forest fires should be buried deep beneath the Rocky Mountain snow by now. But Mother Nature has not cooperated. While there has been some snow, precipitation levels are still below normal, and that could mean another summer of high fire danger. As Eric Whitney of member station KSUT reports, many residents are worried, and they are starting to prepare.
If you want to spend the summer fighting wildfires, the U.S. Forest Service wants to talk to you.
These ones are for permanent jobs.
This job fair in Durango, put on by the San Juan National Forest, is typical of stepped-up recruiting across the West. Nationwide, the Forest Service has boosted its hiring of seasonal wildland firefighters by 36% since the year 2000. Jackie Haysacker, a fire engine supervisor with 10 years' experience, has seen the size of her crew triple since she began.
Yeah, it's definitely been needed. In Colorado, we're not generally known for big fires, but in the past, 5 years, we've been in a little bit of a drought, so it seems good to get more people here.
Snow levels in Colorado remain below average for this time of year, for the third year in a row. There's substantially more snow than there was last winter at this time, but last winter was one of the driest on record, and it preceded the worst wildfire season in state history. And this year, there's a new hazard. Hundreds of thousands of pine trees killed by a beetle infestation in the southwest. Broad swaths of green forest are now splotched orange with dead trees. Fire ecologist Roz Wu says a single lightning strike could set it all off.
Because there's standing dead fuel, and in that standing dead fuel, those red needles, those are fine fuels, and so their moisture levels can be really, really down. If you get a strike, you get a little bit of wind, or if it's on a slope, the potential is right there.
And you don't have to be a fire ecologist to be worried. Linda Lute is chief clinical officer for the Southwest Mental Health Center.
You know, I know last week when the ad appeared in the paper, there was a little ripple among people. Oh, they're looking for firefighters, and it's only February, and it's going to be really bad.
But Lute is confident that Durango will get through this crisis based on the response she saw to last summer's devastating fire here.
I think about how the community mobilized and worked together last summer during the fires, and I would hope that that strength and that experience would encourage people as they again feel the pressure to turn to each other. And once you've been able to do that, it's easier to do it again.
People are turning to each other, but they're also turning to their chainsaws. Another popular strategy for combating fire anxiety. 59 homes burnt to the ground here last year, but many others were saved. Some survived because homeowners took the effort to cut down and remove hazardous brush and trees from around their houses. Tim Shea has already spent about 120 hours clearing brush from around his house south of Durango. He has another 300 hours to go.
Look at all these dead trees. This is going to be my project and my obsession. Any spare moment I have, I'm going to be up here doing this.
Local businessman Ryan Borcher says a lot of people feel the same way. His company, Fire Ready, assesses risk and grooms properties for fire safety. What was once seasonal work has become a full-time job.
We were getting calls in January and quite a few here in February. Unless we have a lot of storms that come in the near future, we're going to be busy probably all the way until next fall.
Borcher opened 3 new franchises across Colorado last year alone. He says there's more than enough work to keep his crews busy on private property in the area. Meanwhile, in the nearby San Juan National Forest, land managers are scrambling to keep up with their own thinning goals. Right now, there are more than 10,000 acres past due for fuels reduction. For NPR News, I'm Eric Whitney in Durango, Colorado.